If Bishruti can appear as ad hoc as his assembling compeers, he can and has fully committed himself to assemblage techniques and methods in the face of personal tragedy and loss. A fire almost 4 years ago destroyed much of his Venice home and studio. Rather than immobilize him, the event spurred him to inventive response, prompting him to make the most of what was left. The charred and doused detritus became filler material for a series of large seats made out of transparent acrylic, seemingly cobbled together, but in fact carefully and lovingly fashioned. Their contents were treated with similar respect. For all their wounded grime, the books and papers and personal items Flavio rescued, well, half-rescued, half-disinterred, from the flames, comprise a portrait of the artist and his milieu. The bulky, boxy structures entombing this stuff are thus not simple coffins for inanimate keepsakes, but sarcophagi for the remains of a civilization, as maintained by one of that civilization's artists. As you sit on these chairs and couches, or even just inspect them, you feel a presence radiating out of them, a time and place bigger than a house fire and bigger than a single human. It is the early 21st century, roiling with a spirit of change and rising continually from the ashes.